यदि
इफ
प्राप्तिं
अचीवमेंट विघातं
रिमूव
च
आल्सो
जानन्ति
देनो
सुख
हैप्पीनेस
दुखयो
डिस्ट्रेस
ते
दे
अपि
स्टिल
तथा
डायरेक्ट
न
ना
विदुः
नो
योगम
प्रोसेस
मृत्युः
दे
ना
ना
प्रवय
पुनेशर्ट
स्पान
यथा
translation purpose. Even if people know how to achieve happiness and avoid unhappiness, they still do not know the process by which death will not be able to assert its power over them. Purpose. If the so-called intelligent materialistic norm, the means of achieving happiness and destroying unhappiness, then they should deliver people from inevitable death. The sciences are really working to solve this problem. But since they have completely failed, it is understood that they are not actually intelligent, and that they do not know the means of achieving happiness and eliminating misery. It is most foolish to think that one can be happy with an if hanging over one's neck. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mritu Sarva Ramjaham, I myself come before you at day and take everything away. We should not blindly ignore the disaster of material life, but should instead accept the Lord's causeless mercy, which He so magnanimously offers in His incarnation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, who offer the real means for achieving unqualified happiness. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord, this is the Lord's desire, and it is in our own interest to take up this process.
ओम ज्ञानतिरांधस्य ज्ञान्यंशलाकया चक्षुर्निर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीदत्ताभ शिवासदी गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
तो कृष्ण इज सो काइंड मर्सीफुल दैट through Uddhava, he is trying to, you know, lead us to reality. Like, first reality he said that best is to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master and acquire the transcendental knowledge by which you can burn the desire of sense gratification. But even if you don't accept that one, and if you think sense gratification is the ultimate goal of life, like Jaini have propounded, even if you go that way, and you can still do that, but still be in perpetual punarabhijanam, 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 get older than the age. Nothing can help because influence of time will destroy everything, principle. And even if you try to be happy in this material world, thinking that you are independent, all that you know, you will get a very, little happiness, occasional satisfaction, not all the time. Because example is given that somebody is sitting in a car and the car is running and brake does not work properly. Sometimes work, sometimes does not work. So will you be happy in driving that car or sailing in the boat or going in the ship, the big ship, what is that called?
Nice.
And you are going to Tasmania, and on the way, suppose there is a big hole in the sea, and water starts happening. Thank God, I mean, pray to Krishna that doesn't happen, that kind of thing, like that. And you are on the ship, will you feel happy? So, this material world is always a hole. You work hard to be happy, but our senses are imperfect. You can never be happy. Senses are imperfect. Besides that, this body has 9 holes. Two eyes, two nose, two ear, mouth, and two down. So all together 9. So no matter how much you put, everything comes out. Just like this. Oh, nobody takes water today. I can give a sample. No, I don't need water. It's too cold. I can give a sample. Suppose in the glass there is a hole. No matter you don't put in water. Can you fill it up? No. Water will not stay there. Same way our senses are imperfect. No matter what we will try, we will not get happiness. All these foolish materialistic, they are wasting their life and time for chapalasu, flickering happiness, momentarily happiness. And then in this verse he is saying, even you think that you can solve the problem, no, priority problem. Now the inam sukhin jintam vikriyita. Even that happiness, chapal happiness, and you are working so hard for that momentarily happiness, forgetting everything of this world, that full of this misery, birth, age, old age, disease, so much problem, adidaivik, adidhautika, dhyatmi, all these problems are there. But for momentarily happiness, if you are being happy, then we are this fool number one. In Mahabharata, there is a nice story. Once there was a man, and he, went out trying to find wealth or happiness. He left his house to try to find wealth. Why were you going in the forest? There are so many thrones were there and so many stone particles were there and cold wind was blowing and so much problem was there, but still was holding that I am going to be happy. I am going to get my happiness. And I was pushing. When he was going, then he saw a huge, ugly looking woman. The blood was coming from her mouth. Her hair was white. She was wearing white sari, tall, ugly looking. And she was coming towards him. Coming. When he saw that lady, he got frightened and he moved back. Then he fell down in a well. That well has no water. There are two kinds of well. One is well with water, and other well is dark water called Andhakoop. Andhakoop means dark well. But it so happened that on the bank of the well and on the side of the well, there are big banyan tree. And on the banyan tree, there are branches goes all over. So his feet got caught in that one of the branches of the banyan tree. And he was down in the dark well. And in dark wood there are so many grass right there, and mosquitoes are biting, and you know, Australian spiders were there. So he was frightened to see the spider. Then he looked down, then he saw a cobra snake down there. What should I do? If I fall here, here I am. I am being bitten by a snake. Here the, you know, spider or, you know, a scorpion and all these things. And down if I fall, the snake is there. Then what to do? Then he looked up. Then he saw that where his feet were stuck in that, you know, the root of the tree, there are two rats, one black rat and one white rat. They were cutting them, you know. That branch of the tree, they are cutting. So he was really in trouble situation. And then Brahma was thrusting, you know, down the end of the snake, right? Waiting that when he's going to fall. And he was being beaten by, you know, Australian spider and, you know, they don't die, you know, mosquitoes and whatnot. When he saw up, he saw his leg was stuck and was cut by his two, you know, mouse. And he was thirsty, he was looking for where to go, what to do. And then you see his life was hellish, miserable. Every moment he was dying. Besides dying, every moment he was dying. Only he didn't die, but he was dying. Dying of the thought that I am going to die. Dying of thought that is connected, that, you know, these two rats will cut the branch and then I'll fall. If I fall, the snake is down, snake is going to bite me, I will die. I mean, this recent the bomb blast and all the terrorist attack happened in Bombay, in Taj, Hotel Taj. I had a friend who got stuck, who was there. He's one of the biggest exporter, you know, Adani export. So Gautam was there and we were telling Prabhuji. You know, he was there stuck for 24 hours. So he said, I have seen death 24 hours. Every moment, I could see the terrorists, they run up and down. And he was, you know, where he was hiding? Under the bed. Under the bed he was hiding. And they were running up and down, they broke the window, everything. They looked around, they didn't see anybody, but he was under the bed. So he could see them running. And he said, every moment I was dying, I thought, now they are going to come and kill me. Now they are going to come and kill me. So I was dying every moment. He said, dying is only one point. If somebody kills, if they will kill me, I'm going to die. But the dying for 24 hours is really terrible situation. What pain I went through. The pain of death. Just thought of the death. The same way, this man, he was suffering. He didn't want to die, he was suffering. And then it so happened on that banyan tree, there is, you know, the beach, honey beach, right? They made honey going. And then some honey was falling. Some honey was falling. And then he started tasting that honey. When he started tasting that honey, then he forgot everything. He forgot a snake waiting for me. He forgot that I am bitten by a spider. He forgot that my, you know, feet is stuck in that root of the tree and being, you know, cut by these two rats. Because you are getting that little honey. So Govindas Kaviraj said, Vipalle se binu kripana durjana chapal sukh lavala jire. But flickering happiness, momentary happiness. You are wasting all your valuable life, which is the tool to cross over this material world. So let's not waste our time. To summarize this story, what I was saying, actually we all are the, that, you know, Bepari, you know, that businessman, that we are looking for happiness and we are setting out to earn money. We have come all the way to Australia and here, there. You know, we've gone through so many problems in the life. And though there are stones and thrown, and then we have fear of that ugly death. Nobody wants to die. And that is the lady, I described that, ugly lady. And then being fearful of the death, we are trying to save ourselves and we will fall in ditch known as enjoyment or sense gratification. That veil is, dark veil is nothing but, you know, desire of sense gratification. And in that pursuit, we see that snake is none but inevitable time. Time is getting. The snake is nothing but time. And then all these small, small mosquito and scorpion, all these things were biting. They are nothing but wife and children. They are saying, get rid of one, get rid of one, get rid of one. They are biting me. Income tax, health tax, this one, that one. All these problems. And we are holding, we are stuck with our life. We are stuck that the root of the tree is our life. We are counting, oh, I am going to live 100 years. I am going to live 100 years. So that counting is root. And being cut by these two red, black and white, Krishna paksha and Shukla paksha. You know, he's cutting me every day. And then that the honey is the chapal sukha. So that's our situation. That's our situation. So we try to avoid death. We try to avoid death. But we cannot avoid death. We say, as sure as death. Right? As sure as death. So you may get, you know, the happiness. Although it's not possible. But Krishna is, you know, saying, just to keep us happy. You may, you know, be able to. Yadi. Yadi prapti vihatam chava. Jananti sukha dukha yo. Jananti. Even if you are very expert and you think by money I can be happy, so be it. Live in that illusion that by money you can be happy. By money you can buy what they call? You can buy food but no appetite. By money you can buy bed but no sleep. By money you can buy books but no interest for reading. No. What else you can buy by money? But if you think by earning money you can be happy, then you are living really in the dream world. The jananti, you know, sukha dukha yo. And each words are very, very powerful. Yadi prapti vihatam cha jananti sukha dukha yo. You know, vihatam. If they know, even they know their scientific advancement has gone so far that they are just there that they can eradicate the distress and thus everybody will become happy, whole world will become happy. That's what their materialistic thing. But we have process. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Prabhupada, you know, tasks that, you know, if everybody chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, whole world will become happy, it will become by Mantra. Simply by chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This is what Shastra says, and materialistic thing, by our scientific advancement, we can do all these things. Prabhupada says that, you know, this material knowledge, what I brought? And Prabhupada gave us example that nowadays, if you go to airport, everybody is checked. Honest man is checked, dishonest man is checked. So this is your advancement of knowledge. It's an insult for an honest man. As if people on the airport are saying you are safe, so I will check you. The honest man, but education I brought such a way that even honest man is being checked. But education means if there was education. If somebody criminal and he comes in front of the king, king will make him that he's criminal. Those days, you know, when spiritual knowledge was spread at Maharaj Parikshit time, you know, no, everybody were not checked. He could immediately see that Kali, you know, when he saw Kali, how can he be king? If he's a king, how come he's trying to hurt a bull? So he cannot be king. He must be, you know, something else than king. Immediately king, by simple. He understood. So that is real knowledge. If they have today knowledge, just by seeing our face and by seeing the door, he must be tyrant. So let us check him. He is brahmachari. Okay, no, let him go, no problem. That's our real knowledge. Not the check everywhere. Takeshir Bhai, Takeshir Kaya. On Sunday lecture I gave, no? In that example, everybody is equal. Taketer bhai, taketer sarvanimitra. That's what situation is today. He said, even they find out in their laboratory how to be happy, but they will not be able to find out the alternative for the death. They still do not know the process by which death will be able to assert its power over them. I mean, this is not a new thing, you know. Nobody wants to die in this material world. So, can you imagine the life here? Life is miserable here, but still you want to live here. You want to live here. The scripture says, the acharyas say, the life in a spiritual world is free from everything. We call Vaikuntha. Vai means where there is no kuntam energy. So there is no energy, just Vaikuntha. And this world full of energy. Still you want to live here. You don't want to go, you want to die. You don't want to die. Once, Nisadaraj, the father of Satyavati, the grandfather of Vyasadeva, he asked her, that my dear daughter, I heard that your son Vyas is incarnation of God. I do not want to die. Let us go and find out from him. Ask him, is there any death for him also? For me also? I don't want to die. I was so frightened of death. Satyavati, Vyasadeva, he made a bone to her when he took birth. That mother, whenever you remember me, I will come there. So she remembered because her father wanted to know. So Vyasadeva came. And Satyavati said, my dear Vyasadeva, your Nana, your maternal grandfather, wish to know, is he going to die or not? So Vyasadeva said, what a silly question to ask. Everybody is going to die in this world. Why? He wants to know that whether he is going to die or not. He said, well, that's what he wants to know. And since you are the great rishi, please can you see and tell him? He said, well, I am not the superintendent of death anyway. But I can do one thing. I can take my grandfather to Jamaraj. That much I can do. Who wants to go to Jamaraj? Anybody here? And just by hearing the name Jamaraj, get frightened, right? But this man wanted to live and he didn't understand what he had been told. And said, okay, I'll come to Jamaraj, no problem. So he came with, Vyasadeva to Jamaraj. So as soon as Vyasadeva came, Jamaraj offered respect to Vyasadeva. And then he asked, so, Mr. Jamaraj, here is my grandfather, such and such. He wants to know, is he going to die or not? So Jamaraj said, well, everybody has to die, but nevertheless, if you have brought him here, let me check his kundali, his jetty. He said, well, I am not having notice about him, so he is not going to die. I mean, I do not have any information about his death. So, he should have been happy by that, the Jamaraj and the attendants are not going to take. But he really wanted to make sure that, he will not die. So he said, he asked the Jamaraj, is there anybody else who may be knowing about the death? He said, well, time. So, they went to the professor, cross-notification of the time, and they asked the time, and time said, no, I have no information about him dead. Then he asked the time, personality dead, is there anybody else who may be known? He said, well, Vidhi, Brahma, only he is final one. So he went with Vyasadeva to Brahma. So they asked Brahma, and Brahma, from his filing cabinet, took out the file of, Vyasadeva's grandfather, and he told him, read everybody's life in here, you read his life also. So it was written, when Vyasadeva, when Nisadaraj, accompanying with Vyasadeva, will come to Brahmaloka, and when, Vyasadeva will read about his life, then he will die, and he died there. So we all are going to die. If we are born dead, nobody can escape. And there's no machine that can save you from death. So that's the purpose of this verse today, that we may find so-called happiness, although there's no happiness, in the dukkha. But be happy by thinking that I am happy. But the real unhappiness is death, that's the ultimate truth. Janma, mrtu, jara, vyadhi. Mrtu is the ultimate truth. Nobody can explain. So I have joined the class here, and Sankarada Prabhu is here, and now we can go on. I can see here? No, I cannot see here. Okay.
So I'll just see here.
Somebody had to read this. Alright. Whatever. Where do you go? I want to see on the screen here. Hare Krishna. So if you come here, do not come there, or something like that. So this presentation, what I am going to give, is...
I think I need to stand up. Can I stand up?
Rudra Prabhu? Rudra Prabhu? Mm-hmm. Can I stand up?
Okay, leave it. Okay, you sit here now. You sit here.
Hare Krishna. This is a different kind of class. So this is about this fund development, and I do not study any of the things what I am going to show you. But it is my practical experience what I have done. If there is any benefit to all of you, I am here to share. This is here pointed me in this fund development. And I'm going around and to temple and see how we can help them. And eventually we have to form a global advisory committee. In that way, you know, I'm trying to find out how we can have a representation globally. So we'll have office in Australia, England, America, South Africa, India, so and Gulf country. So we had an office in Bombay. We are starting one in Bombay, after in England. And here, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Radha Vallabhaji, and cooperation of the devotees, and the Guru, we will have office here since we both of us are working on the same goal. But nobody will come forward to help international body till locally we are not helped. So this, I have three presentations, but I will go first on this one. That is about the fund development, how to cultivate people. The 4 months, you have to get their mind, their heart. Prabhupada wrote to Tejas. Tejas asked about the fund development. And Prabhupada said that, don't look at people's pockets, look at their heart. Usually, if you look at their pocket, then you watch. But no, if you look at their heart, take their heart, then pocket automatically comes. So, that's the way to do anyway. So, Prabhupada said, my intelligence and your cooperation that is working. Prabhupada gives again a story. There is a story of a man who was challenged whether he had intelligence. He then began to look into his pocket. When asked why he was looking in his pocket, he replied, if there is money, and there is intelligence. So, you have gone so far to collect money and intelligently, but if there is no money, where is intelligence? Both must combine, then everything works out. Mayapur, 25th February, 75th year, Swami. So, once again, in Mayapur, in Amgachi, Prabhupada was sitting, and he was talking about by the Prinsenium, building Mayapur temple. Prabhupada always had a huge vision. Prabhupada was, you know, dead river.
He indicated, you know, Yahweh saying, be made. So he asked, you know, you are talking about the body continuum. In those days, it was come to somewhere like, you know, 200 crore, I don't know how much it's, how many million dollars, maybe. So many million dollars, anyway, 200 crore those days. It was 75, 76. And Tamaki Samaraj asked, Prabhupada, where will you get this money to build this? Prabhupada said, why you are always worried about money? Why you are always worried? We are worshipping Radha Madhava. And Madhava is there, Lakshmi is there. Why are you worried? Shankar. Fundraising is from fear to fun. We don't need to, I will go further. So it's really good. Once you start doing, when you get it, just anything like book distribution. When you get in book distribution and when people start buying the books, one book, two book, three book, then you see your enthusiasm, you see your happiness increasing. And if somebody is not buying book, then it will be morose. Same way, in a fundraising, if people are coming forward to helping your project with the money in the line, they're lying, and you start getting to see how you think it's so happy. Money comes to question, parents color. That's what we are living. What is fundraising? Fundraising is a non-profit organization with a vision and a mission, leadership and volunteers, providing a much needed service in the community, asking others to join them in their crusade. And we have all these five items. We do have all these five items. Just like in body, there are five things. Bhumirapana Vayu comes. So for fundraising body, there are five elements which we are. It's called non-profit organization. We have a vision. We have a mission. We have leadership. We have volunteers. All five things are there. So we got everything. So we are ready for big fundraising. Don't go so fast. So the fundraising is not a begging. You know, people who give money, they should not think that they are doing a great favor. We have not in need, we have Narayana with us. Rather to verify their wealth, we are approaching them. So it's not a begging. It's not a sales job. Sales thing once, but fund development is totally different. It's not a confrontational that we go to somebody and say, you are in Maya, you are giving all Krishna money. This money belongs to Krishna. Give me. That's not the funding. Don't confront the person. Maybe like again they just ask Prabhupada, how to deal with this big guy stealing money? So Prabhupada wrote and he said two things. Be their servant. Be their servant. And second, give your sangha, don't take their sangha. Prabhupada said. Be their servant means congregation preaching. You know, let's see who are becoming devotees of congregation preaching. Middle class, upper middle class. Who have need of money, they want money. But this big established guy, multi-millionaire, they have need of money and they have pride of their money. So communication preaching is easy because they have no pride. The people have no pride, they can make devotee. But the fundraising, they have their pride. They are dealing with pride. Therefore, Prabhupada wrote this and this point that be their servant. And Prabhupada writing in a great meaning. Everything in a great meaning, if you understand. Okay? I mean, I say about this morning walk conversation, but they told me that, you know, Prabhupada was on morning walk and he was asking the devotees about some creeper, that a flower or fruit. flower or fruit. At one point, Sanjay Gurdi, I think that's wrong, it's not. Prabhupada asked, is flower or fruit? He said, Prabhupada, this is a kripa, it's a useless kripa. Prabhupada looked like that. You are useless. Mark Sama Sat. He said, what are you telling Prabhupada? You know, how come I am useless? Prabhupada said, yes. See, this kripa is creation of God. Krishna created it. So do you think Krishna is useless? He doesn't know what he is doing. He created this kripa. It has some meaning. It is useful. But since you do not know what it is, so you are saying useless. So who is useless? You do not know. You are useless. So everything that means, great number of say, be their servant, means you are dealing with pride. If you can win their pride, then second point is, give your sangha, then take their sangha. So don't confront them. Then a one-way conversation. I went, I look and approve, I got the money, see you, goodbye. Not that way. The cultivation. In India we have this like membership. So like membership is like, you know, giving money once. And then for that you have to go to them. And cultivation, we do not like marketing. They will come to you. They will be lying to give to you. You don't have to go there. We have to go fast. Barrier is given to fundraising, fear of failure. Many times, before the devotee could go for fundraising, he said, will I get there or not? Will they respect me or not? Will they give money or not? The time you have fear, you are doomed. Just like Duryodhana. He had fear that will I win or not? Pitama Bhishma and Guru Dronta, they are not in my side, they are in Pandava's side. Therefore, he went. Vishwasu Pandavani, Kambhidam, Jyotamastra, Acharya, Sangamya, Raja Vaishnava, Madhuri. He went to, you know, Dronacharya to find out. So we should not have fear. Before starting anything, you have fear, then you are going to be doomed. So we should not have failure or fear. Lack of experience. Discomfort asking for money. Sometimes, oh, I left everything, I left my study, I left my job, I left my business, I became devotee. Why should I ask for money? That's not my job. My job is to chant Hare Krishna. Why should I ask for money? Right? That's from last time, from charity instead. Giving fundraising and unrelated to organization operation. Same kind of almost. Like, then he said, no, it's not my job. My job is to become devotee. Not to go to the karmi, see their faith, their charity, their karmi, their rasa. Qualification of fundraiser. Okay, please. Okay. So these are the qualification of fundraiser. The fundraising does not depend on expert trick, but purely on a person's Krishna consciousness. This is the secret of the success in fundraising. A successful fundraiser attends all the morning programs. And Prabhupada arranged this morning program and evening program such a fantastic way. I mean, no spiritual, no religious, I'm not saying spiritual, there is no spiritual right. One Epsilon is only a spiritual organization. Even if there are spiritual organizations like Gaudiya Math, Iskand is only a spiritual organization that Prabhupada has given such a fantastic sadhana. Prabhupada Maharaj used to say that morning time, you know, we have Mangala Arati class to puja, evening time Sandhya Arati and Gita class, and during daytime we have different activity. So this means a spiritual sandwich. In sandwich there is bread on top, bread down, and the other thing in between. So this is a spiritual sandwich. Morning program, evening program, and service in the time. So a successful fundraiser is one what is all the morning program. It's very business here. This will be through Prabhupada's books. Socialize with karmi. Now socialization with karmi is just like drink with poison. But that can be neutralized by these two above processes. I'm socializing means going to their birthday, you know, going for a wedding party, going for death day or anything to society.
Okay. Preacher conducts and behavior, the dress code. And I have told you, I think it's my experience and it's the Indian eyes, so you can translate in your place, around time, place and circumstances. Okay. The dress code, dress does play a great role. I travel all over the world like this. Then you are all in Singapore, I said, okay, goodbye, keep your Singapore. Now, this word is very, very important because people, they identify you. Just like army, they have one dress code. You know, the police here, they have, and in India, they have different dress code. Even army talk differently, you know, then navy have differently. The air force had different dress code. The police had different, the traffic police had different dress code. So just by that we will understand that who is who. So dress code does play a big role. Although inside we are not devotee, but outside we have dress code. Hare Krishna. People there, they are Hare Krishna. On the street, anywhere you go, they have Hare Krishna Govardhan. So dress code is very, you know, clean and safe, family part of dress code. Offer respect. I have started from the very bottom, from ABCD of the Panda government. Offer respect. Like, you know, when you go to their office to meet them, or when they come, yes, Hare Krishna. We don't wait for a while, Sadhu. First they should tell me, Hare Krishna, what they tell me. Hold hand and address Hare Krishna. I give example. You know, I don't know. In India, they have gun, and then they have one pipe and two pipe gun, right? And we have 10 pipe gun.
five different.
So gun protects us from, you know, unwanted things. So this gun will protect from, you know, their false ego. So hold a hand, say Hare Krishna, they will come down. Proper sitting manner is very, very prominent, very, very important. When you go to meet somebody, how to sit. I remember classic example, it was 1993, I had one, my assistant, his name was Sundaranda, now in Hawaii. We went to meet one Mr. Parekh, he's the owner of, it's not plastic, the only plastic chair in India. Big guy. So we went to their office, and I had to go to washroom. So Mr. Parekh took me to show the washroom. And he told Sundarananda, Swamiji, please sit down. So I went to washroom. When I came from washroom, to my surprise, I see Sundarananda is sitting on the chairman's seat. And that chairman is sitting on, you know, different chair, small chair. In India, chairman is like a big chair. Like another group of office, you know, he had chair, big chair. Or a small chair for the visitor, right? So Sundarananda is sitting on another group of chair. That's talking to me. Is it that he told him to sit there or just sit down? No. And sometimes they tell me, no, Prabhuji, please sit here, please buy my chair. No, the wife is a chair for me. I have relations, I can tell them. But Sundarananda, this stranger, new guy, first time I took him, and sit down there. So really, then I learned from there, and that is still going in my head. And yes, sitting manner. We should not sit till they ask you to sit. I mean, small people play a great role. Not one good chair, no. They say, Swami, please sit down, take a chair and sit down. The proper eating manner, just like sometimes they go and ask us, okay, what do you want? Swami, you like a chai or coffee? Swami said, no, we don't give you chai. Or some juice? Yes, you can take juice. So they get juice. Or cold drink? First they ask cold drink, not juice. Cold drink? He said, alright, but juice will, if you can get juice. Okay, juice, yes. So even they get juice, right? So equally speaking, they will get juice for you and your assistant, not for them. Not for them. So, after the juice comes, don't start drinking. You ask, what about you, sir? What about you? So I just took my tea, no problem, please go ahead. You know, this is a small thing, but it goes a long way. It's asking, then ask money, asking. So, proper eating manner, you know. And he will say, sometimes even eating, let them first start.
Or let them say, okay Swami, please stand. Okay. Before fundraising comes, first what comes? Friendraising. So you have to be a friend. If you are not a friend, why should anybody give? Anybody give money? They give to their wife, they give to their children, society, because they have some feeling. Well, the friendship is creating a feeling. We have feeling and we will give money. I go that I can go whole thing in half an hour, I can go for 2 hours, 3 hours, but so I will go shorter one. Because people have money. People do not give money to cause, they give to people with cause. Like you want to build, you know, kitchen here, and you go to a stranger and ask for money. They'll say, who are you? I have no idea. But if you know somebody, and you go there, they'll be more than happy to give. They are waiting for opportunity. We should develop personal relationship with the donors. That's very important. Personal relationship means knowing them by name. Like I have contributed around 500 people, and I know all of them by name. Even their wife's name and children's name. And more personal, even getting up to their birthday. I know tomorrow, I was thinking, I have birthday of 3 of my donors, which I could call. But that time, you know, I will fly. So I was thinking of when to call. Maybe before I leave from here, I can call. Something I was thinking. That you have to have, that's like Bhagavad Gita in your brain. You are cultivating the donors. So we should develop personal relationship with the donor. And they appreciate. I mean, I'm calling from Australia on their birthday. It has some meaning. They'll say, oh, thank you, Guru, for your name. We should look at the heart, not at the pocket, as the Prabhupada said. We should not just get the money and forget that person. The person should get a spiritual value too. Where money goes, mind goes. Very true. People are, you know, their mind is there in office because they have money. There is money, the mind is there. So if they give money to Krishna, their mind comes. It's an indirect way to make it in Krishna consciousness. Find the purpose means to follow. One of the biggest, you know, big house in India, all India knows, Tata, J.R. Tata, in Krishna. Find the purpose means to follow. There is no scarcity of money. The only scarcity of the taker, you know, receiver. Donors are like devata, they are always up and receiver is down, they will come up and take down. The receiver should be strong. Money is taken on behalf of Lord Krishna. I am a receiver buyer, but in India, we had many times that sometimes Guruji will be cash and they don't want to see their own thing. But devotees are not very strong. Instead of bringing that money to Hundi, it goes in their pocket also. Happens many times. For India they give cash. India they have a lot of cash. They give cash. And so much cash they have that the whole world is crying out recession, but Indians are jumping up and down. Because they have cash. They are in the whole country on cash. So they give many times. I have brought up, you know, almost like 20,000 rupees, 20 lakh rupees in big suitcase cash. I'm giving one this price of broker. So therefore, the receiver should be strong, and that's a friend come from Monsal Narin Prabhupada who sent him around nicely. Money is taken on behalf of Krishna. If you don't, then Maya will trick it and you'll fall in. Okay. Why do donors give? Why anybody gives money? Makes a difference in their life that they are giving the wife, children, this one, that one. I give to Radha Vallabha. Share good fortune, give back. They feel very fortunate, very happy that, well, my little money went in service of the Lord. Tangible experience of belief. You know, they have, you know, good experience and they believe. Invest in worthy cause. Yes, you are building a kitchen, which is going to long way, they are going to cater for many people, and so on and so forth. So that's then. Respect for the one who is asking or inspiring, again, depends on the relationship. Others are contributing, you know, my friend has given, so I'm giving. They get name, fame and glory. Political associations, organization. Yes, I went to India and thank you, Amrita Prabhu, you have arranged my recommendation in Nishkan Bombay. Wow, the rooms in Nishkan Bombay like 5-star hotel. Wow, fantastic, you know, that experience. You know, positive associations, organization. And then tax benefit. Here you have tax benefit. You can get okay. Why some people do not get malaria, not approach? Right? They don't know. Approach means cultivated. Some of the other reasons why they don't give. Not motivated by the cause or issue. Ineffective solicitation. Inadequate information. Sometimes they ask something. Okay, your kitchen. Okay, what kind of kitchen are you going to make? What is inside? Well, let me talk to my person. I don't remember. No. No, you should know everything. Before you go to the person, you know everything. Negative experience, they came to temple, they got their food stolen from the temple. Usually it happens. Negative experience. Or they were, you know, I'll give a classic example. Once, Gopal Bhutta Prabhu, that's how he became my friend. When I was in the Prashna Vrindavan, it was 2003. So he had come to Vrindavan after 20 years or something. So, if one way go to Vrindavan, after the class I'm sure that a small door is there. So he was coming from the temple, and I was going in the temple. So when he was coming, I just stood aside. I said, Prabhu, please come. He said, not me, please come. I said, not please, you come. So he came out, and that touched him. And that's how we became friends. Him and me. He said, usually, it would have been that Ramchari or the devotee would have pushed me aside and gone inside. So this is like, you know, negative experience. You know, the person has come to temple, he's a big donor, or a big man, and nobody knows him. And we are in a hurry, he's trying to do something, push him and try to get him. Or we are in the line, he's in line, and he got the line and go to your temple devotee. So, a lot of things are there, which negative experience. A man convinced against his will, he is ashamed of any mistake. So when you go to a donor and try to talk to him, and if he has some negative experience, don't try to be defensive. Just say, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. And that will make him your friend. More than that will justify. Okay. How do we start? Survey of who in the city. Locate rich people. Find their giving capacity. Find the contact, fix up the appointment, meet on time, offer Mahaprasadam, gift, etc. And when you meet, ask, how are you, or your family, or your business, so on. This is morality. Okay. I think we went over. Okay. After he has done their business, and now they are very good, they are very happy with you. They're, you know, ice breaking has been done. And then you can talk about some philosophy, what is standing, what is standing. I'm talking with, you know, unknown people, first time I try to meet them. Okay. And one thing you must know, this will be the result of the first meeting. Before you leave, by that time, that person should have got a first step of friendship with you. So please don't stop there. You leave something for him to think, and that is, you ask him, do you mind if I can bump in your office once a while, or give a call to you, or you have a birthday or something? He said, no, Swami, what are you talking about? Please, this is your office. Welcome in my room. And just then, fix up the next meeting, double perform the duty, invite him. That's the best thing. Okay. And if you invite him to temple, usually they are too busy, they will not come. But that inviting him to temple will give you opportunity to go in the second time. Okay, when he comes to temple, will come offer a nice reception. I mean, I didn't work. Pira Swami, I took up our assistant in 1879, I think. That time, you know, we had Mother Aditya was the secretary, so the office was there, and other side was her office. And we knew Mr. Agarwal is supposed to come, Mr. Dhanupai is coming. Then we had everything lined up, you know, and what will happen when Pira Swami is right, everything, all the juice, everything. And he to tell me go near security in their car comes. And he had everything, which car number and everything. Because those days, of course, temple had opened, but many people were coming in Chiru. But the big people were not coming. They were hard to deal with the people. So I like on the security gate, and Pira Swami was on the guest house. We were waiting for him, right? That's what, how we cultivated people. Take them for darshan, charanamrit, garland, if you have, you know, Pujari can give some flower, garland. Gopuram, you have Gopuram. Gopuram, you know, offer some apsar, you know, take him to Govinda restaurant, and here Gopal restaurant, here, father here. And walk through of the temple project, introduce the temple person, the very, very important point. Sometimes the body they feel insecure. Are, if I introduce the temple person, I am insecure again. He is a big man, and he will not even care for me, just go to temple person. No! You will enhance your glory. Your detachment, and that person is so happy. The big people, they want to meet big people. And in temple, temple person is big person. So introduce in temple person and you receive something.
But here, just before, but here if there is no temple, so even if you introduce or anyone, say, oh, he's our temple person, they ask him. If he introduces our temple person, he's so simple. They will ask him, is he our temple person?
You tell him, yes, please. The simple people are the big people. Simple people are the big people. Whether you believe or not, go to Mr. B.K. Birla. You'll find him. He's still hidden on that one.
But very rare.
You know that one?
Yeah.
Twig. He doesn't use toothbrush toothpaste. He's one of the richest men in India, Birla house. He still eats the neem twig. Once I met him, he told me, Devanandji, I am going to come. He said, I will name to it and you can see my teeth. I have no broken teeth. So, that's an example. Big people ask him to do. Okay. When to ask for the fund? See, whenever I am telling or ask, it's not a begging. It's encouraging him. Okay. Basically, when he inquires, what can I do? Usually people they ask three times. First time, they will ask to know where do you stand. Second time, they ask about knowing your relation to society. And third time, your commitment to society. Three times they ask. So what I have done usually, I say, you know, whenever they ask me, this is what answer I give. Now, when time comes, I'll let you know. Again they ask, when time, I just do. But when they really, something is there, like the mastery or something, then, you know, when they ask last time, then say, you know, they ask how much do I give? If I give the whole proposal for your new kitchen, and it's $1 million, and he will ask, you know, he may ask how much he give, and we should not tell him anything by figure. Do not answer by figure. That is the greatest mistake. I mean, again, here there is cultural difference. Srila Swami said, if you don't tell by figure, they will not give you, you know, much. But I said, if you answer that by saying figure, means you are putting a limitation. That's what you tell. Not put limitation. Let him give. That part of encouragement, in the Indian way, part of encouragement, if you don't put by figure, then you can just say, look, to build this kitchen would cost $1 million, but you know, your situation better. Go back, go on. Anyway, I know my need, you know your pocket, just with rest. Fantastic, fantastic. So you are leaving him with this idea to give more and more and more and more. He may give you only $10, $20. But again, if you miss him, he'll ask. Anudhaji, what happened to the kitchen thing? Everything is done? Because you got $10. Did you got enough money or not? Yeah, we have just reached. We are almost there. But not there. Okay, what is the balance? And he said, okay, here you go. But if you put by figure, then you will give that money and you will say, my responsibility over. So, you know, answer by figure. Okay, do not beg, but inspire. One more line is here. Yes. Okay, do not beg, but inspire. The begging or asking, that person may give you limited amount of money when he asks. But inspired, then he will give more money, more amount, and more sentiment. When he asks, he may feel offended. And when inspired, he will escape. When he asks, he might give first to avoid you. But inspired, he will give heartily and happily. If he asks, he may have a grudge against you. But inspired, he is friendly. So, we should never do the mistake of asking money, but encourage to give. This is famous fundraising. If you want money, ask for advice. If you want advice, ask for money. Therefore, the Army Advisory Committee. Do you understand what I mean? Next session further. Thank you. Keep cultivating, encouraging. Meet as many times as possible. Call him, invite him, attend, visit, visit, birthday, wedding anniversary, other functions. This is Sambandha, Adhijaya, and Prayaja. First, we have some other. Then get to do something. Then Prayaja to take the heart. Okay, answer this one.
A small stone.
See, he said, how many of you, as you think, the process of a small stone?
Sorry, big stones, I think.
Many are, I think, the small one because they are students. They are only students. No, if you put a small one and take all the place, there is no place for the big one. But if you put big one, a small one finds one place. Right? Therefore, in holy cultivation, first get the big guy. Who is who in this city? Prabhupada gave example of Samrat Ashoka. In India, Samrat Ashoka, he became Buddhist. And he converted whole of Asia in Buddhism. So Prabhupada was starting Congress, we should make Indira Gandhi Hare Krishna devotee, and whole India will become Hare Krishna devotee. Like that. The donor pyramid is how they give. This is how. Again, with my experience. Yes. First they will give 1,000, 21,000, then they give 21 to 1 lakh, 1 lakh 11, then 1 crore, and so on. Like that. Keep pressing, keep pressing. Keep pressing. So, you can see. These are different circles, they are different states of the donor. You can meet the state of the donor on different way. Their friend circle, age group, you know, professional, businessman, like that. Because they know each other. So if they marry of a person place, then all the people of, you know, his relatives, they are there. We know them, so you can meet. In one shot, you can meet 20 people. And that's one of the reasons that we should attend the social function. Where you come to know some people, meet them. So, network in net worth.
very, very important in front of the friends. And I learned this from the one of our big donor and big instructor, Mukesh Dalal. He told me that whenever I travel in plane or anywhere, if I meet anybody, and if they give their address, I put in my computer. Only that helps. So friend, you know, network is network. Suppose if you have 100,000 men and just send out a mail out, we are making a kitchen. Would you like to be part of this? By this one, we are building 10,000 square feet kitchen. Each square feet cost $500. No, how much? $1,000? Wow. But 1 million. How big is the kitchen will be? Yeah. What area? How much square feet? 10,000? Say roughly 10,000 square feet. To raise 1 million, how much per square feet? 100 rupees. 100 out, right? So just send a mail out to 100,000 people of your, you know, universe from down that we are building a kitchen. This will cost me. I'm using from cold room, that you're not validated. From this, you know, network. They said that we are building this kitchen and it costs $1 million, this 10,000 square feet kitchen. Do you like to be part of this kitchen by sponsoring 1 square feet, which costs $100? Who will help you $100 for 1 square feet? For 1 square feet. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So this is for presentation of fund development. I mean, the detailing can be gone. You can go to the seminar on this, because they all have backup from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. It's slaughtered. Anybody any question? 5 minutes. Any question? It looks like everybody hungry now, so it's okay. Thank you very much. Sivarupa Vijaya.